Let's think about our atoms, the atoms in our bodies. Decades ago, Joni Mitchell sang that we are stardust, and the refrain has been repeated. A supernova or two has been implicated in forming all the elements beyond the Big Bang's hydrogen, helium, and a little lithium. Hence the carbon, the oxygen, the phosphorus, and all the rest in our Earth and in our bodies. Or maybe it was neutron star mergers, such as have been detected by the LIGO Gravitational Observatory and two other devices in the U.S. and Italy. Both supernovae and neutron star mergers are wild scenes of disassembly and reassembly of elementary particles to create new sets of protons, neutrons, and electrons, all of our chemical elements. Most of the very heavy elements decayed long ago, but some are around yet, including uranium, whose decay helps heat the Earth's interior. That makes for the slow churning of rock that's only semi-solid on the long time scale, so that we have plate tectonics creating earthquakes, volcanoes, and fertile soil from volcanoes and eroding uplifted mountains. Now Katie Mack, a Caltech alum as I am, notes that yes, the stellar crashes made most of our mass, but most of our atoms by number are just the light element hydrogen. Most of this hydrogen was never in a star. It came from the Big Bang. We go back then three times further than the 4.6 billion years of our solar system to the Big Bang. I'm Vince Gutchick, here with Science Digest from Morrissey Science-Technology-Society.com.